Yeah, this your boy, Drummer Boy, a.k.a. B-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, LaJay, baby. Your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with the RAI Radio Network, honey, which boasts over 100,000 monthly network visitors, honey. You dig? And 14, count some 4D, 14 DRT tracking radio stations with 25 nationally charting artists on 150 independent charts. So you know the show when the people roll through, ain't no joke, or they looking to be something serious. Y'all know it from your girl first. And today, my people, today, we have the one, the only Miss Canada in the building, Blue Sky. What's up with you, baby?
What's up? How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad I got you in the building to talk about your new joint. So why don't we jump right into it? Go ahead and tell my people about the latest joint that you got out right now, who you are, and what you do, babe.
Okay, the song is about my competition being unaware of the metaphors or lyrical symbols that are used in my rhymes. I use the term cards to represent my hip-hop words that are used in my song that are intriguing to the listener. It has a good beat that allows my words to get into a lyrical flow that sounds good. I say that my vocabulary is toxic so that we can just rock to it, and haters want it to knock it because it's popping. So popping means making an explosive sound. The explosive sound is a song. It talks about a player playing in a venue that is filled up. It uses the theme of crime and mentioning evidence, tap phones, and a ghetto residence. It uses the phrases of producing fear from a hip-hop taint that explodes guts when it shoots. That's the theme of war. It also encourages my fans to stay away from heavy drugs because it's destructive to the mind. The verse about having a heavyweight belt in rap means that I'm a champion of rap, but it can also appeal to those who like boxing and other combat sports.
No doubt. It sounds like you got a lot of good stuff going on, jam-packed all in that song. So I'm feeling the messages that you are trying to convey, sweetheart, definitely.
Thank you.
No doubt. Now, go ahead, boo, it's your world.
Yeah, I've just written a new album of 14 songs, and we'll be recording it in my studio soon. I've written about 70 songs altogether throughout the past 7 years. Pretty much all of my songs are hits. I use a dictionary to get a different words and meanings to use in my songs. My biggest accomplishment so far in my career has been getting on in-store playlists with the brands Puma, H&M, and Office, which are hip-hop clothing brands. I did this through a music promotion company in England.
Oh, no doubt. You are definitely doing your thing, and I like the fact that you are finding more words to use in your raps other than the cuss words that just get recycled over and over and over. I think y'all all need to take out a verse out of my girl's book right here when it comes to that note right there. And she is also spitting knowledge on you guys. You guys need to get out there and get your brand out there. Go to different companies. See if they might want to invest or they might want to pick you up for some distribution, honey, because closed mouths never get fed. Now, for your new project that you have coming up with these 14 songs, are they all pretty much finished, or are you looking to get some kind of collaborations going on those?
Oh, they're done. I just have to record them. They're all written.
Oh, okay. So you recording with the same person?
Yeah, I just record by myself.
Oh, okay. Well, I ain't mad at you, boo, because you know what I'm saying? It's a good thing when people know that you can do a lot more than just write a verse. So hats off to you for that one, mama. But I think it's really important, and are you open to going to other studios? Because sometimes it's good to get a second opinion, not even a second opinion, but just somebody that can feel your work and be like, hey, I think we can add this and make it dope. I think we can add that and make it dope. Are you open to those type of things?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, definitely, honey. Then I'm going to make sure I hit some people up in your area and have them hit you up, boo, because definitely it's about networking and getting around, and we like to make sure that your sound is round, honey. So I want to talk about your sound because you are definitely unlike any artist that I've heard when it comes to your delivery. You know what I'm saying? Like, where does this come from?
I'm not sure. Probably from just my lyrical vocabulary and my flow. I read a lot, so my words are just knowledge, I guess.
Okay, KK, I can definitely dig that. I can definitely dig that. And if y'all don't know exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to her style and her delivery, I'm going to need y'all to go and check my girl Blue Sky out. Now, it ain't no secret where you can find her, honey, but I'm going to let you know right now. You need to check my girl out at twitter.com/MELLEDHIPHOP, honey. Then y'all need to jump on over to Instagram.com at Instagram.com/MICHELLECADREAU/baby. Then I'm going to need y'all to get on over to that good old SoundCloud and check my girl out with that dope joint, Metaphorical Knowledge. Let her know how you feel in the comments on SoundCloud, because how do we know you're there if you don't comment, sweetheart? Make sure you're following her on all social media outlets. My girl will definitely follow you back. She ain't stingy, boo, so make sure you're getting with her. Now, from my understanding, you are from Hamilton, Canada?
Yeah,
is that
Hamilton,
right?
Ontario. Yeah, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. It's about an hour away from the city of Toronto.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad because you're my first one from Canada in the building. So, shout out and thank you, boo. You have busted our cherry with the Canada flow.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, there are a lot of people coming up in this music industry as independent artists lately and underground artists. I want you to talk to my people about what really sets Blue Sky, apart from the rest of the people that are coming up in this industry right now.
Let's see. I have a lot of determination. Also, my parents played in a band in the 80s and 90s for many years. And my dad paid off his mortgage doing that. My mom provided for us. She was a single mother. So I have a lot of music background in my family. So it comes natural.
Dope. I'm glad to hear that. It's spreading around, honey. I know that's right. Now, when it comes to, like, any new shows, are you looking to get on any shows in your area? Do you have any shows coming up? Do we need to be looking out for any videos from you? Go ahead and talk to my people about that type of thing.
Yeah, I never performed live before, so it'd be new to me, but I don't know, maybe I could give it a shot. I could try. But
definitely.
I'm more digital. I would prefer to be more digital. Just online.
Okay.
It's just me doing it too, so I'm a little bit, you know, just it's different because when I go to rap shows and stuff like to see my favorite artists, but they have like a lot of people with them, so it'd just be me if I did do a live performance, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, and it can make you a little apprehensive. But, honey, that's how you gain the artist. They like to see you get up there, have a bit of vulnerability, and then kill it because you know your material like no one else does. And, you know, that's how you build fans. You get out there, you go, you do your thing, you get off the stage, you talk to them, you talk to the other artists and networks, see what they got going on so they can see what you got going on, and you start building you a family from there. It don't take nothing to it but to do it, honey. So I'm going to look around, and I'm going to shoot you some things after the show and see what we can get going on. Because I know my people want to see you in action. And I'm going to run it across your brains one more time, good people, to check out my girl, Blue Sky, on twitter.com/MELLECHIPHOP. Then you need to get on over here to Instagram.com and follow my girl so she can follow you back at Instagram.com/MICHELLECADREAU/baby. And then check out her joint, like I told you, that Metaphorical Knowledge, honey, over there at SoundCloud.com. And leave your comments, sweetheart, because we never know what you're thinking unless you put it down, baby. So make sure y'all doing that. Make sure y'all checking out for my girl. She is in the building today. If you're looking to get in on the conversation, I'm going to need y'all to go ahead and hit that number up, honey, at that good old 646 866-8-8591 or 19. And you know your girl's a small fish in a big pond. After this is back to your regularly scheduled program. So I'm going to need y'all to get in with the get in and get in and talk to my girl now. Again, that number is 606-668-8519, sweetheart. Now, I want to give you a chance to give some shouts out to your people because, honestly, a lot of the time, you know, some of us, we don't have a lot of people that are rocking with us as independent artists. But we do have that one or that two that sticks by us no matter what we're going through. So I want you to go ahead and show them some love so we can show them some love. Because without no them, there is no you. And without no you, sometimes there is no them. So go ahead and lay it on them, baby, so we can show them some love, too.
All right. I'd like to give a shout-out to my fans, the ones that follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, worldwide. And keep representing.
No doubt, no doubt. Everybody, make sure you checking her out. She's doing the thing, and she's doing it all by her lonesome, baby, which is not what's up. So we need to get this girl a team. If you're looking for that work, hit her up with that dream. You feel me? And for everybody that's trying to get in seriously with my girl and do some things, y'all need to get at her at micellecadreau1@hotmail.com. Put in the subject box, work. W-E-R-K. Put that work in there, baby, so she know exactly what's going on and what y'all need. Now, when it comes to doing those type of things, are you looking to collaborate with any beat makers, any other rappers, any vocalists? Like, or are you willing to get together with some people and put some things together for the music sake?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Another producer would be good, and also another artist.
Okay, KK, producers and artists, y'all need to get at my girl. She's looking to do some new things out here, and she rolling them out, honey, if y'all haven't noticed. Like she said, the next one got how many tracks, boo? Tell them one more time.
14,
baby. Y'all need to get in on that because she's doing her thing. And I know it's not easy to write all the time, but I'm going to need y'all to check for my girl. Like she said, she's expanding her vocabulary. She's expanding her mind, and she wants y'all to be a part of that one time. So y'all make sure y'all get with my girl, make it do what it do, and then get back to me so I can tell me. Now, I want to talk about some of your influences, because like I said, you have a sound and a delivery that I've never heard from anyone. So why don't you talk to me about some of who your influences are when it comes to this music thing?
Yeah, it goes way back. Tupac, Biggie, Eminem, Jay-Z, who else? I'm trying to think here. I like Yelling Wolf a lot. He's with Eminem. I'm trying to think who else.
Yeah.
Just mainly old school.
No doubt. Me too, honey, because the old school is the best school, and you ain't getting nothing better than rawer than that. You feel me? No doubt. So I'm definitely feeling you on all of them. You know what I'm saying? Because those are some of my favorites, too. They are some of the greatest out here. You know what I'm saying? So I want to thank everybody because, like I said, y'all know your girl is a small fish in a big pond. And after this, it's back to your regularly scheduled program. So I want to thank everybody for coming through and listening to this wonderful interview with Mrs. Blue Sky. Y'all need to check her out. And if y'all don't know where, I'm going to need y'all to go ahead and press rewind on this podcast one more time and catch where she can be at and leave it on your mind so you don't ever forget it. Get it? I want to thank all the sponsors who allow us to do what we do when we do what we do, baby. We out one time. Deuces, and I'm going to get you on the flip side.